But here's you'll see where we're going here in a minute. God wants you to have a faith that will not waver. Because I don't care if you own 500 or 5,000 employees, or whether you're one of the 5,000 that the person owns, God loves you the same. Philemon found that out. He had Onesimus to run away from him, and Paul got him saved and sent him back to Philemon. He said, I want to receive him back of you if I mean anything to you. Receive him back, not as a slave, but above a slave as a brother. And see, that's where you can't allow, that's where some people don't have enough, understanding. Just because you are owner and you got employees, it don't make you any better. We got to understand that. And this has tripped up people, and they make them think that I can't do nothing, I shouldn't have nothing because I'm just a little employee. No, no. God, you're just as precious and valuable to God that the man that got millions of dollars. Because if you walk with God, he'll teach you how to get money. You don't have to be a broke employee. You can be an employee that got plenty of money. Isn't that right, Kat? Amen. Amen. I'm an employee of God, and I want plenty of money. Amen. Amen. See, he just don't want the money to have me. Praise God. Moving right along. Where do we stop it? All right. James. That's where we stop. I didn't know we were going to do this. But it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask the God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him do what? Ask in faith, nothing wavering. This is verse 6. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is what? Like the waves of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Hallelujah. So, we have an unchangeable God. Go ahead and put up Hebrews chapter 6. I started on that talking about it. We have an unchangeable God. Whoever God was, he is. Whoever he is, he always will be. And the Bible tells us real plain who he is, right? God is love. Come on. God is what? Love. Now, what is love? God is love. Now, let's just stop here for a minute. Now, what is love? This is what called your faith to be strong, because you know who he is. You don't wonder. And you when problem come up and you have a need and Satan will bring up something you might have missed or something you done wrong, and to try to bring a check in your life to make you back away. God is love. So what is love? So the Bible said who he is. The Bible also give you the definition what love is, what love will do. This is what love won't do. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. What will love won't do? Love will not work ill to your neighbor. But to also tell us what love will do. Love never fails. And then he said in Romans 5, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, how? By the Holy Ghost. And love never what? Never fail, now shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. That means if I go love way, I will not fail. I may be challenged. I may have to stand, and I will, because the Bible said, having done all to stand. I will have to do some confession. I do have to do some believing. But I already know that I'm not going to fail. Everything around me, everything that I see and everything that's I'm involved in, that I'm looking, it look like it's no way, no way, no how, but I know inside of me, I'm coming out smelling like a rose. I'm coming out victorious because love can't be conquered. So that's why I learned how to use my faith. And what did it say? Love worketh by faith. Our faith worketh by love. So, look what he said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. I'm going to read through this. Whoa, time is getting away so fast. We're talking about a faith that won't waver. For God, verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor, your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligent to the full assurance of hope until the end. I'm gonna tell you something. I have had people to suggest to me how to preach. And I've been around different kind of preachers and different kind of stuff. But when I found this truth, and I've had people's too. You know when people don't receive you. I've had people to walk away. I had people to leave. And you're tempted, and somebody's try to suggest, you know, you need to change up and do this and do that. I ain't doing it. I'm going to do what the Word says. I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. I refuse to change. Now, I'm willing to change where I need to correct myself and grow. But to change and do something from this Word, try to please somebody, you can forget it. Because I am fully convinced that this is the truth. If I wasn't convinced, I wouldn't be up here preaching, talking to you about it. So he said, verse 12, that you be not slothful, that ye be not what? Slothful, but follow of them who through faith, now listen what he's saying now, but don't be slothful, find those who through faith, now watch what he said, through faith and what? Patience did what? Inherit the promise. You follow those that you've seen them. You've seen them go through trial. You've seen them go. And that's what impressed me so strongly about Brother Hagin. I saw his life. I heard him preach and teach, and then I saw his life. What he preached, he had evidence. He had proof. He had the goods. He had the gold. And you follow those through faith and patience. You follow after those. Somebody just talking, never showing you nothing, just got a bunch of talk. You crazy following that person. And you know you got some of them out there, they can talk, boy. They can talk it. Talk one of you off one side of your head and on to the on the other side. You know. They can talk.